Brian.
Yeah.
Go, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. I appreciate that. Thanks. Go, Brian.
Yeah. You were talking about the guff, but the guff is emptying. When the veil comes down, when there is no veil, will the guff be empty?
No.
Okay. No. Now you are talking to us from the guff. When the veil comes down, what will be the interaction between...
Okay. Here's what it'll be. Okay. Do you know tides? Do you know how tides work?
Yeah.
No, Bob, we're talking to Brian. Brian, do you know how tides work?
Yeah, ocean tides, right?
Yeah,
that's good. Okay.
You're pretty complicated. Yeah.
Go ahead, Aya.
There's a separation now, not with everyone, but with some human creators. There's this veil that separates you, the human creator, from you, the human creator, with power. Okay? So when the veil's thinning, you're finding a seepage. Your non-physical is becoming all, be all you can be. Well, that's all you can be. It's when you get this all hitting on every cylinder. Now, once that happens, once that occurs, some human creators are going to go into meltdown overload. And they'll start transitioning to a degree that you've never seen before on planet Earth. There won't be enough caskets to hold the bodies. There will be the mass exodus, bigger, way bigger than the Hebrews leaving Egypt. They will not choose to stay in physical because it'll overload their sensory perception that they can allow. But you're going to see more Haiti experiences where hundreds of thousands of human creators will start transitioning instantaneously. Large, vast numbers. Now, here's what that's going to do. In the party line of the flow of non-physical, you're going to have an influx to such a degree that the guff actually will become very, 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 very full, almost super full, a super concentration. And we're so glad you asked this question because this is the first time on planet Earth that it's ever been asked and answered. So kudos in your 14th hour, Bob, that you're going to get something new, fresh, and new. The overflow, the overload that comes to the guff from this huge, vast dynamic. We're talking in the process of 500,000 to 1,000,000 or so, okay, in one lick. And can be much more than that. Just depends on the human creators who are participating at this degree and line up to be the fastest bat to their joy. So as we say 2, it could be 2 billion. But if we say 2 billion, it's 1 billion and a half, then we're less than because we missed it by 500,000.
You hey, guys, I'm back.
I know, we were talking.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Okay?
Hey, guys, you're back.
Okay.
Yeah, still going. Oh, my God.
Let Ian finish the statement, James. Just want to hear what Ian's saying.
Yep. Okay. So now, what happens is when that overflow or that tide rushes into the guff, okay, that overflow and that thinning of the veil will allow human creators full knowledge, instantaneous connection. And when that happens, that's when you'll start seeing heaven on earth as it is in heaven. And then at that point, there'll be no reason to transition to the gulf anymore. There'll be no reason to leave anything other than paradise, utopia, right here, right now. Then what happens is the procreation will be astonishing from all worlds at all levels. And the angels are going to be busy, 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 busy. Keep keeping everything lined up, because just as that tide comes in, it's going to go out. And when it goes out this time, there'll be nothing to refill it, because those that will be in this new heightened sense of awareness and understanding their eternity and maintaining their power as a creator to create will have no reason to suicide out. There'll be no opt-out. It's like Obama's health care, health insurance. You get a penalty if you don't have insurance. Well, that's what'll happen when you start emptying the guff. There won't be a guff to go to, because you won't want to give up your physical power as a marvelous creator. Then the guff finally empties, and that's when you'll say, that's the day that time on earth shall be no more. Then you have utopia. Then you have paradise. Then you have heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Then the layers of heaven then get abridged, just like Finnegan's Wake tried to lay out, and then Dante's Inferno tried to scare the bejesus out of you, but it wasn't very effective, because that's where the, before Dante, there was no hell, by the way, in case you were wondering. The good Christian that was bashed and not happy, so writes the Inferno to give relevance and credence to the dogma of the moment. However, anyway, then you roll back into this place where once that veil is dissipated, the mercy seat is opened, the power that's in the mercy seat is absolutely laid out on humankind, human creators, all of them. And once that happens, then you really do only live in the now, Allison. There really is only now, because now your past, present, and future all become synced as one. It is the ultimate singularity. That singularity then allows inter-aspect, the superhighway between all worlds. So, Tina, you can visit your home if you want to and see what it's all like and what's going on. And then, Allison, you can travel to these other worlds and see what Tina's got going on, you alpha male, you marvelous creator. And you don't have to remember, because you know. If you remember it, you don't have to remember it, and it will flow freely and easily, perfectly to you. Nobody will be fighting over money anymore. Everything will be flowing freely and easily from a aspect of full source. There'll be no lack. There'll only be abundance. No contrast. And yet you'll still be able to create. It's the best of all realities, all rolled up into one middle kingdom aspiration of now. It's good. You won't need no police no more, because there won't be anything to police. You won't need any government anymore, because now the rule and reign of this consciousness of the Godhead is now resident on the throne, ruling and controlling itself. Your feelings become unhurtable. You become a masterful, marvelous creator, but you don't got to wait for all that. You got it right here, right now. If you got all the biscuits and gravy you can eat, so start sopping it up. Get you some sorghum and get you some butter and make you a bald-headed man and just eat yourself into an oblivious coma. It's all right with us. You can have paradise right here, right now. No lines, no waiting. But you're asking about a specific dynamic of an anomaly that will empty the guff, and what that looks like and what it will be like. It's never been described ever on the planet up until now. It's very wonderful, because it's what you now become, a place of looking forward to. But see, your forwardness has nothing to do with your now, except it predicates your reality of your conscious, progressive thought, which is the essence of all creations. Now, once that happens, then the utopia comes into a new place. And interactions between the other world, because now you have the superhighway, better than an interstate system, can allow interaction back and forth, forth and back and forth and back, till every dynamic and delicious concept that you play with then becomes instantaneously at your grasp and at your knowing. You human creators, you're so funny. You think that there's not dynamics in a larger creation process within you? You created this world. Who says you didn't create the other ones? Well, you did. And then inhabit them thereof. So,